In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings for the Vespers for Saint John the Baptist for his Nativity are really, really beautiful. There could be readings that are only about barren women giving birth, since there are four that I know of in our church history in the time around Christ. There is, of course, Sarah and Abraham and Hannah, who gave birth to Samuel. Her name is not mentioned, but her husband, Manoah, is mentioned in the second reading. And then, of course, Joachim and Anna, of course, that is not, some of that story is not in the actual gospel. And then, of course, Zechariah and Elizabeth. But there are two readings dedicated to barren women giving birth, the first being Abraham and Sarah and giving birth to Isaac. And then the second one is, of course, about the birth of Samuel. But then the third reading is from the section of Isaiah that is quoted about the coming of the Baptist. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the wilderness the paths of the Lord. That was his purpose. He came to declare, to prepare the world for the coming of the Lord. And that preparation is to make straight the Lord's paths. And of course, to make something straight is to, in this context, to become holy, to stop sinning, to follow the commandments. Straightness is a sign in the scripture of holiness, of obedience to God, and crookedness is a sign of disobedience to God. So, we may extrapolate that when we feel far from God, it's because something in us is not straight. And the Baptist came to declare, we must make the paths of the Lord straight. Now the Lord then showed us how we can do this and how it can be accomplished, and he made us capable of accomplishing it. But if we don't have the desire to accomplish it, then it doesn't matter what he did. I mean, the Lord wills that all men be saved, but there are many that will not be saved. And the reason they won't be saved is because they are not attempting to make their path straight. The first story about the birth of Isaac is really quite beautiful because Isaac means laughing. And there were two kinds of laughing in this story. The first laughing was when Sarah heard the angel of the Lord say, at this time you will have a son, and she laughed in an ironic way, right? She was in the tent, probably getting the coffee or whatever, and she was laughing because it's like, right, this is not going to happen. It was an ironic, unbelieving laugh, maybe even a bitter laugh. And of course, she denied that she did it when she was found out. Later on, she did not deny. She said, the Lord has made me to laugh, because the laughing was of joy. Barrenness and women giving birth after being barren is always a sign of God's great love for us and how appearances are not always what they seem. In those days, Sarah and all the other barren women that I mentioned would have been thought of as sinful people because they did not have children. Of course, we know that that was not the case, that God had a better plan for them. And when I read about these barren women, it reminds me that there are many things in my life that I don't understand, that don't appear to me to be quite right. And yet God is working through all of these things. And often things that do not appear to be fruitful become fruitful. And often things that I think are the right way to go, it becomes evident to me that they are the wrong way to proceed. We have to trust in God. God said, is there anything hard for God? And of course not. Nothing is too hard for him. If a woman who is almost 100, well past the age of child rearing, can have a child, well, then God shows that he can do anything that he wishes. And then in the story about the birth of Samuel, who is not yet mentioned, at the end of it, of course, she's told, you know, not to drink wine or strong drink, to consecrate herself to God. It shows that there are things that we should be doing in the Christian life. It doesn't mean that we should never have wine or strong drink. That's not, we don't take that literal interpretation of Scripture. But there is dedication to holiness. Without dedication, there is no holiness. Without effort, there is no holiness. God provides the ability, but we must desire it. And so, at the end, Manuel wanted to know the name of the angel of the Lord. Well, the angel of the Lord was none other than pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. So when he asked for his name, he says, "Why askest thou my name, which is wonderful?" You shouldn't ask the name of the pre-incarnate Christ. The Lord appeared sometimes in the Old Testament and was called the angel of the Lord, such as when he appeared to Abraham and to Sarah, and also this time, and also in the furnace. Also when he wrestled with Jacob. Those are all occurrences where the angel of the Lord was none other than the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. May God help us to have faith. God is always in everything we do. It doesn't always appear to be so. Just today, I wrote a letter to someone who's really grieving in a situation that seems impossible. There really seems no end for it or to it except death eventually. It's a very hard thing to counsel someone who is starting to lose hope. Hope is a very precious thing. Hope is not wishful thinking. Hope is knowing that God is in all things, that God's providence will always lead us to the correct way, the right way, the holy way, the good way. And this happened to Abraham and Sarah. This happened to Manuel and Hannah. And it happened to Zacharias and Elizabeth. And it happens to this day to us. There are circumstances in our life that seem barren. I know I've got a lot of them. And anybody that really cares, there's barren things in your life that you feel, how can this ever change for the good? God can change it. Because with God, nothing is impossible. That's what we learn really from these readings. So the birth of St. John the Baptist is a really joyous day. It's always a day in which we would have fish, for example, because it's a great feast. And it's a feast of joy. And of course, St. John was born to die, wasn't he? Of course, the Lord was born to die. The Lord's birth is joyous, and his death was grievous, but his rising cast away all fear and all pain. And so the John the Baptist, his birth was joyous, his death was grievous, and when we celebrate his death, we actually fast on the days in which we celebrate his beheading. And remember, we celebrate as a kind of an honor term, but when we remember his beheading. But today we remember his birth and how he was the first one to proclaim the way of the Lord. And his proclaiming was a way of morality. You can't escape it. It's everywhere in the Scriptures. No matter where you go, it's always there. The way to eternal life is strive to follow the commandments. Because they are good, they are not burdensome, they are the way of life. And God will help us beyond all expectation to fulfill these commandments because of his Son in us. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages.